fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the very first day of April. Visiting with Sam Andrews, the proprietor of Freedom Center USA. I should mention the prep tip today is to read the following book, World Without Cancer by G. Edward Griffin. And we'll be talking about all kinds of things, geopolitical matters, political matters, Second Amendment matters. And the website for Freedom Center USA is freedomtrain.net. But ready for a farm tip of the week, sir?
Absolutely. I want to talk about what every American male should have. And if you're a female capable of shooting, fighting, handling guns, doing proper threat assessment, not letting fear or emotions take over your decision-making process, then you're included in this suggestion. Every American should have piston-operated AR-15, a suppressor, and a thermal sight, and at least 20 magazines and 10,000 rounds of ammo. That's the truth. Now, I want to talk about, because we talk about recommendations and stuff, but we don't talk about cost. Here's the reality. Here's the logistical reality of defending anything. It costs money. If you're living paycheck to paycheck, and you can barely afford your bills, or some months you can't afford your bills, none of this applies to you. It just can't. If you can't logistically live with some margin and afford to buy good tools and afford to have a professional teach you how to use those tools, don't get in a gunfight. Don't do it. It's not for you. Okay? And the truth is that battles are won by people who've prepared properly. And guns are expensive. Ammunition is ridiculously expensive. Thermal sights are beyond ridiculously expensive. So, like for me, while doing the Freedom Center, all of my cash was going in developing a range. I didn't have a lot of spare money. And so my strategy was to build the right tools. Since I build guns, there's an advantage there, but also to do it over time. That's the good news. If you have time, you can buy a piston-operated Adams Arms gun for $1,400 this month. 3 months from now, you could buy some ammo and some magazines. 8 months from now, you can buy a suppressor. Or maybe you buy one of those things every other year. But over a period of 4 or 5 years, you have accumulated, collected all of the tools you need to be effective in fighting in the dark. And that's when it's going down, folks. It's going down in the dark. Okay? You're not going to be in daylight where you can use your deer hunting scope. That's not how it works. Things go down in the dark. Ferguson's an example of that. The bottom line is, you either have the resources to accumulate the tools over time, or go out and get what you need and get the training you need, or you don't. And there's no reason to fret over it. If your job isn't to hold a weapon when it comes time to defend your community, there are other jobs like collecting intel or things you can do. So don't feel like you're out of the equation just because you can't afford good equipment. Guys that have their own companies, they have good jobs, they've lived with margin, they save money, they're lucky, they're fortunate, they're hardworking, whatever has got them to that spot. They own a couple of ARs, they own thermal sights, they own lots of ammunition, they own lots of freeze-dried food, they have several sources for water, they're not dependent on the government for water. They have gas masks and multiple filters. They have a vest with at least a 3-plus chest plate in the front and a 3-plus or 4 level 4 chest plate in the rear. These are the things that American men that are going to be effective at defending this country, this is what we own. And tens of thousands of rounds of ammunition and many spare magazines. Okay? If you're not there yet and you're trying to get there, good for you. If you have a deer rifle and a box of ammo, don't get in a fight. Don't do it. You won't last 10 minutes. It's time to surrender. Gather intel. Do something productive. Don't just throw your life away. But the false belief systems that run rampant through our society are what's going to get you killed. So get rid of the false belief systems. Get rid of the thought that you can do this halfway. You can't. Either you have the weapons and the training, or you have no business being in a firefight. Know who you are as a human. God loves us all. We're all of equal station before God. So just because you're not a warrior defending freedom with weapons and night vision and thermal doesn't mean you're not a valuable person. You're just as valuable as that warrior. Maybe more valuable because you're more peaceful. Who knows? It's above my pay grade. Bottom line is, don't kid yourself and think you can do this halfway. Don't think you can buy the gun and not get training and still be effective. No, you're going to be killed. And don't think you can get training and not buy good equipment and get in a firefight and survive. You won't. You'll be killed. Your stuff will jam. It will get dirty. It will flash. It will do something it's not supposed to do that will end your life. And so having a realistic, honest, logistical approach to preparing for what's coming to this country is pretty important. That's a big deal. And so my firearms tip of the week is get rid of your false belief systems. Get rid of them all. Your false belief system will get you killed faster than anything.
Good advice, Sam. Good advice that will hopefully save a lot of lives.
Well, it's been something that, John, that I've been running into on a regular basis.
I bet.
You know, where people, you know, they'd rather have the jet ski than have the knowledge on how to defend their own life. And that's fine. That's their choice. It's their money. It's their decision. It's their life. That's okay. But, you know, some people can afford a jet ski and training. Some people can afford nice weapons and a Mercedes. Some people are living in an apartment with a pregnant girlfriend and wondering where their next paycheck's going to come from because their construction company just laid them off.
Right, right.
See, everybody's in a different spot, you know. And the most important thing is, no matter what position you are in life right now, be objective and honest about it. Know who you are, know where you are, where you are, and know what situation you're in. And some preconceived romantic notion of defending liberty and freedom. Because if you have no training on how to fight at night with good equipment, you have no business getting in the fight. You get you, your wife, your kids killed. That doesn't help anyone, right?
Nope,
particularly if you're a lover of freedom, lover of liberty. If you're an athletic guy and you've got a good job and you live with margin, you can afford high-quality equipment and you can get training and you can spend time practicing to keep your skills sharp in the dark, all right, that's the kind of guy that's legitimately going to save our republic. And here's the thing that I didn't tell anyone about, and this is the rub. And that is that the Second Amendment's great. It ensures that people have some level of power to resist a tyrannical government. But in the modern world, there's more to it. And I don't know where the heroes are going to come from, but we're going to need heroes. We're going to need some electronic engineer, some electronic genius to come up with an inexpensive way to deal with drones. We're going to have to find somebody, some American, some immigrant, somebody that has the knowledge on how to make a simple, inexpensive, effective countermeasure to drones and robots. That's what's coming. Can a 50 cal work on a lot of robots? Yeah, with the right ammo, a 50 cal can do a lot of damage to robots. But shooting a 50 cal in the air, trying to take a drone out of the air, well, that's a tough ask.
That reminds me of
what we really need.
A mutual friend, John Ross, used to shoot clay pigeons with a 50 cal. Well, as they were airborne, of course.
Yeah, that's a rare guy, you know.
He's a rare guy. Strong guy, tough guy.
Shoot movers. But John Ross is smarter than 999 out of 1,000 men.
Roger
and
that.
He's athletic and he's skilled and he's an unusual character. He's the exception to the rule. What we really need is somebody to develop an electronic countermeasure that can be handheld, that can proliferate through society and be a good countermeasure for drone activity.
Well, GPS jammers will really screw up a drone, and they're rather inexpensive, and they are very effective.
Well, when you get into certain drones that operate on encrypted signals, the GPS jammers are not as effective.
Okay.
And the guys making those drones know that, and they know how to make the drone more resistant to confusion. And so what we really need is some hero. And, you know, I'm a mechanical engineer. I'm not the guy. If I had knowledge and the knowledge of directed energy stuff, if I had that skill, that's what I would be working on right now, because that's the thing that will turn the tide. That's the thing that will level the playing field and give the patriotic people that love freedom a chance.
Well, it sounds like a plan. Sounds like a plan.
John, have you seen the propaganda movie Civil War put out by the Obamas yet? Have you seen that?
Well, it's due out later this month, so I haven't seen it yet.
Okay. I just wonder what level of propaganda they're pushing.
Well, we can expect it to be very sophisticated, and I'll look up the release date.
Your sound disappeared. You said we can expect, and then you disappeared.
We can expect to be very sophisticated, I say. So, yeah, it's. I don't know. I'll look up the date here real quick, but it is supposed to be released this month, I believe.
What I said 5 years ago is that sometime in the 2020s, we would see a paradigm shift in how tyrants operate. Because for thousands of years, the tyrants have been the magnanimous, magnetic personality leader that draws people to their cause and convinces men to do violence on their behalf through motivational speaking and through structure and through discipline and through some false sense of, you know, morality, right? This is how tyrants have operated for the better part of 6,000 years. We're about to go through a complete paradigm shift. The next worldwide tyrant, trust me on this, John, is going to be some evil nerd that has manufactured the most lethal robots and the most lethal drones to try and intimidate and strike fear in the hearts of everyone and get them to kowtow to their agenda.
The release date is 23 days, April 24th, nationwide United States. That's the release date.
Well, I don't know that I'll watch it, but I hate funding the enemy, so.
Yeah. Well, it's I call it opposition research, is to understand what the opposition is doing. In my opinion, at least for myself, I need to study what they're doing in order so I can inform myself about what they're putting out for people.
Well, you worked on the intel side, so that's kind of your lane.
That's right.
I don't know what good it would do to promote other people watching it. I think that we're at a point now where there's so many forces, external forces, trying to break America down, destroy its logistical capability. You know, I used to be able to get an MRI in hours and have surgery within a day or two when I had an orthopedic issue as a motorcycle racer.
I got injured. It's April 12th. Ago. It's not the 24th. April 12th, so it's only 11 days away.
11 days away. Okay.
Right.
Nowadays, I injure myself. I can't get an MRI in 3 weeks. And it might be 2 months before I can get in for surgery. What has happened to this country? You know, and the simple answer is they have degraded the logistical capability of the United States of America dramatically. Not just in pipelines for fuel. Restaurants have been put out of business by COVID. Small right. businesses have dropped like flies. I mean, they have destroyed. I called, this is no joke, I called 12 vendors last week for various things, getting ready for the combat medic course, getting supplies in for different things. One out of 12 even picked up the phone.
Really? Damn.
One. Can you imagine that? We are so damaged logistically that most of our businesses don't even answer their phone yet when a customer calls them to buy something. Whoever imagined something so ridiculous?
It is truly amazing. Here's our break. Call number is 512-248-8252. where the hearth is. In days gone by, the hearth was the center of the home, a social place where the family would come together to spend time and cook. The warmth of the Liberator rocket stove makes a house feel like a home. So, welcome home. 100% American-made, the Liberator rocket stove heats for a fraction of the cost of other methods. Your home can be safely heated with firewood or wood pellets. The Liberator rocket heater is waiting to be part of your home. This unit ships directly to your door, or you can save $300 with a factory pickup. To order, go to my website, thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com.
Charles de Gaulle once said, actually, it's difficult to envision in this regard any other criterion, any other standard than gold. Yes, gold, which does not change in nature, which can be made into either bars, ingots, or coins, which has no nationality, and which is considered in all places and all times the immutable and fiduciary value par excellence. So when the question is, why gold? It's simple, my friends. The answer to that question is simply, why not? Like it or not, precious metals will always be the world's reserve currency. Even though nations do not define their currency by their worth in, say, gold, individuals still buy gold and silver to protect themselves from inflation. The more money a nation's central bank pours into the economy, the less value its currency, the dollar is, which means the price of everything else rises. $21 up for a bag of dog food. Seeing that the dollar is cheap. That's why the cost of everything goes up. It's because the buying power, the value of the dollar has tanked. It's worth nothing. And yet gold that your family would have owned in 1907 will buy at least the same amount of goods, if not far more. William McPhee once stated, it's extraordinary how many emotional storms one may weather in safety if one is ballasted with ever so little gold. The truth about money, gold versus cash in a crisis, gold, a valuable thing to store, the power of gold in times of crisis. Historical sketch of paper currency. Oh, and beware the ides of rare coin dealers. And Alan Greenspan's speech on gold and economic freedom. How interesting. I'm going to give you gold and silver in 5 easy lessons. Seeking out the most efficient and most secure route to owning gold and converting it into widely accepted currency is the next best thing to enjoying gold-backed currency, my friends. In a world of central bankers hell-bent on devaluing our savings, you need to own private gold standard. Contact me, Jeffrey Bennett at Kettle Moraine Limited, by calling our phone number at 602-799-8214. That's 602-799-8214.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They got to be tired, the Revs. They got to be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, you take the left wing. I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're going to sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Does everybody understand?
Yes, sir.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My Easter sale of energy cleaners is in effect right now until midnight tonight. $25 off energy cleaners. 25% off mattress pads, an additional 5% off the entire order if you use PayPal at thelibertyman.com. Visiting with Sam Andrews, the proprietor of Freedom Center USA. The website is freedomtrain.net. I say again, freedomtrain.net. Let's see, did we have a equipment tip of the week here, sir?
Actually, John, I have an equipment tip I would like to talk about.
Please.
I've been doing a lot of research on what they call dash cameras.
Okay.
And it's interesting that we are now at the point where the resolution of dash cameras can actually read license plates. So if we're in an accident or we're in a hit and run, someone sideswipes us at 50 miles an hour and drives off, speeds off, we can actually film that license plate. And these dash cams have parking monitoring. So if you park your vehicle and someone bumps your vehicle, the camera comes on and films them as they drive away.
Really? Amazing.
And, you know, it used to be a good dash cam system was $1,200, $1,500.
Right.
But I have been doing a lot of research, watching a lot of videos, trying to find the best technology on dash cams. And there's a product that I found made by Wolfbox, Wolfbox. And the dash cam is called a G, as in golf, 900. And you can buy that accessories like an anti-glare film and a polarized lens for the camera and a big storage card, right? And with a combination of a few hundred, you know, maybe $80 worth of accessories, this camera's on sale for under $240 if you go to wolfbox.com.
Wolfbox is one word?
Yes.
Okay.
Wolfbox.com, and just click on dash cam and choose the G900. And I'll tell you, I am really, really impressed with this product. It's easy to mount in your vehicle. It has a polarizing lens. It has anti-glare film. And it functions as a rear-view mirror.
Really?
Yeah. So you put the camera, you strap it to your rear-view mirror, and you can aim the main camera where you want. It's a two-camera system. And it has a 4K front camera and a 2.5K rear camera. So the rear camera is much higher resolution than the 180p or the 2K cameras. And so you're getting this really high-quality video. And you can also get a phone app so you can see what your car cameras are seeing. So you can actually park that in and around your house or your home, and you can use that as a backup security camera that you can monitor while you're sitting in bed watching TV.
Amazing.
Point the camera at your front yard, or what you know, or your side yard, or your garage area, or maybe you don't have security on your detached garage and you park outside. Point the camera at your detached garage. It'll give you views in both directions. And I'll tell you, a lot of the 4K cameras are in the $400 to $600 range, and this thing happens to be on sale. It's like an Easter sale, and you can buy this product for a very reasonable price. You can get the whole package for about $270. Front camera, rear camera, extra storage, polarized lens, anti-glare film for the rear view mirror display screen. It's a really slick setup for the money, and probably 30% less than anything that's even close to it performance-wise.
Sounds like a pretty good deal.
Yeah, if you're into security, you've got a nice vehicle, or you've got an area you want to secure where you park your vehicles, or you leave your vehicle someplace and, you know, for a few days and you're out of town or you travel, you know, this is a really slick deal. It allows you to see real time what's going on around your vehicle. And if somebody bumps your vehicle and tries to drive off, you've got a record of their car and their license plate.
Amazing. Amazing.
Yeah, it's kind of a neat deal for as far as technology bang for your buck. It's pretty impressive.
It sounds like a lot of technology for a very little bit of money.
Yeah, and if you're ever in an accident and the person that hits you tries to lie to the cops, which I've seen happen three or four times. I had bought some ATVs for my boys when they were young, 7 and 9. I bought these two little ATVs, and I went and picked them up down south of St. Louis at a dealer down there. I was driving back the day before Christmas Eve, and I'll tell you what happened after the break.
We do have a break. We'll be right back.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home.
Email tom@republicbroadcasting.org. tom@republicbroadcasting.org.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in, and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
There's a point, 7,000 RPM, where everything fades. The machine becomes weightless, just disappears. And all that's left is a body moving through space and time. 7,000 RPM, that's where you need it. You feel it coming, creeps up on you close in your ear. Ask you a question, the only question that matters. Who are you?
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My Easter sale of energy cleaners ends at midnight tonight. $25 off energy cleaners, 25% off mattress pads, and an extra 5% off the entire order if you use PayPal at thelibertyman.com. Building with Sam Anders, proprietor of Freedom Center USA. The website is freedomtrain.net. Sam, let's continue.
I think before the break, we were talking about this situation where I was bringing my son's ATVs home to hide them for Christmas, a couple days before Christmas. And I was on Highway 40, you know, just west of the bridge in St. Charles, back when the old way station was right there.
Right.
And I the way station had been abandoned because they were building a new setup. And so I noticed some of the tie-down straps looked a little loose. So I pulled off on the way station ramp, went up the hill. So I'm about 15 feet above the highway. And I'm back there in the back of the truck, the trailer, pulling these tie-down straps tight that had loosened up. And I'm looking at the traffic, and I'm thinking, well, this is the last day before the holiday. It's 4 o'clock. I mean, this highway is jammed, right? And as I'm looking down at the road down below me, this guy in a BMW tries to cut in front of this guy in a little S10 pickup truck, and he hits him. So the right rear quarter panel of the BMW hits the left front quarter panel of the truck.
Right.
And so there's an accident. These two guys pull over. There's not a state trooper, say, 80 cars behind.
Right.
And so he sees them pulled over, figures out, oh, these two are in an accident. He pulls over to write the report. And he walks up the hill to me. He goes, did you see anything? I said, yeah, I saw the whole thing. And he said, well, tell me what you saw. And I told him the BMW was changing lanes and hit the truck.
Right.
Well, the guy in the truck had had a couple of beers.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy in the BMW was screaming, you're drunk, you hit me, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
Thinking, I saw this whole thing. This guy's lying through his teeth.
Right.
And I told the trooper what happened. He says, well, that guy's been drinking. The BMW guy's claiming he hit him. I said, really? Did you ask the BMW guy where he was going to exit? And did you ask him why he was changing lanes? And did you notice that the damage is on the rear right side of his BMW and it's on the front left side of the truck? Obviously, the guy in the BMW is lying. The guy in the pickup truck was in his lane, following at a safe distance, doing nothing wrong, and this jerk pulled in his lane and hit him. And that's the truth. And the
we lost you, Sam.
Just walked away.
At least I did. Okay. What was the outcome of the incident?
The trooper just walked away when I told him what happened. And the guy's insurance company, the pickup truck insurance company, called me. I gave my number to the trooper, and he called me, and I told the insurance company the truth. But if you have a dash cam in that situation, you're protected. You've got all the evidence you need. And I'll give you another quick example. I'm driving down Manchester Road headed east in Ellisville, and I'm parked at the light behind a work van at Manchester and Clarkson Road. And I'm headed east, getting ready to turn left, but I'm not quite where I can get in the left-hand turn lane yet because there's a lot of traffic. This lady in a Lexus SUV on her cell phone hits me in the rear like 35 miles an hour. And she stuffs my Jeep nose first into the back of this van. And the woman gets out. Yeah. And she tells the Ellisville officer, he slammed on his brakes and hit the van in front of him, and then I ran into him. That was his answer, or her answer, her story to the cops. And luckily, somebody's got a phone ringing or something.
Yeah.
Luckily, the guy in the work van looked at the cop and said, oh, hell no, she's not getting away with that lie. I heard her tire screech. I heard her car hit his Jeep. And then I felt the Jeep hit the back of my van. She's lying. Had a dash cam, which I did not have. She wouldn't have gotten away with it. She wouldn't have had a chance. But lucky enough, I had the guy in a work van told the same story I did. So. You know, I'm a big fan of chest cameras on police officers, dash cams on cars. I think it's a great thing because the videos don't lie. And I think in a corrupt society where you have people that will lie to save themselves $1,000 on a deductible, I think it's a great thing to have actual evidence. And I've had cameras up at my house for quite some time. We have them up at the Freedom Center. We, I think It's just a smart investment, considering how low cost and how well they work these days.
Absolutely. Well, I've driven several million miles in my lifetime, and I've witnessed a number of accidents, minor and major. You know, I've been a witness of these accidents. It's these dash cams are a game changer, aren't they?
Yeah, I think they are. I think that, you know, I've probably, I don't know that I've witnessed a lot of accidents. I did a lot of driving when I was racing, when I was playing tournaments, you know, traveling around the world. But I probably witnessed 6 or 7 really serious accidents and been involved in one. But yeah, if I'd had a dash cam, well, 4 years ago, I went to the lawyer's office to work on the Isaiah Hammett case. I was driving back from St. Louis. This was in February, and it was 55 degrees when I left to go to St. Louis in the morning, and on the way back, it had dropped to 20 degrees. There was an ice storm
right
before I even got to Rolla, you know. And sure enough, this semi comes flying past me and drifts into my lane before his trailer clears the Q50 that I'm driving. And he forces me on to the shoulder. Well, a plow had just come through and thrown all this ice and slush about 5-6 inches deep on the shoulder of the road. So he forces me into that stuff, and I come out of it because I'm only going 50 miles an hour. I come out of it, and the tail of the car fishtails about 10 degrees. No big deal for a guy who spent his life on the racetrack at 180 miles an hour.
Right.
I countersteer, I correct the skid, and right as I finish correcting the skid, the traction control anti-skid computerized steering of this stupid Q50 kicks in, and it causes my car to fishtail to the other side. And I'm going down this long hill at 50 miles an hour in this ice and crap. And it actually fishtailed a few more degrees than it had the first time based on the auto correction of this car, which was late because the computer was too slow.
Right, right.
And so I correct for that and straighten it out. And as it's straightening out, it corrects again, the computer does. Well, I don't drive this car every day. I have no idea how to turn the computer off. And every time I corrected, this thing overcorrected 2/10, 3/10 of a second late. And I went through about 9 fishtails, and each one got bigger and bigger because of this stupid computer. And I wound up rolling the car and nosing it into the cables in the median with my trunk sticking 2 feet into the left-hand lane.
Oh, boy.
And these
I don't like those computers doing that. I really don't.
Oh, they're terrible. And these trucks are coming by at 70 miles an hour. I mean, they don't care about the weather. And anyway, the car rolled. You know, I was sliding in the median. And you know those little, like, areas where the officers and the highway workers jump across to the other lanes to go right. The other direction?
Right.
I was sliding through the grass, and I hit one of those, and it flipped the car. So as I'm pinwheeling through these cables, I hit this thing. It flips my car, smashes the roof. It smashes the front, the side, the back, the other side, right? And I wind up nose first in the cables with the trunk of the car sitting, you know, overhanging into the left-hand lane. Well, this trooper pulls up. And I get out of the car, and he looks like he's looking at an alien, right? He's like, "You're alive? Is there anybody else in the car?" And I'm like, "No, it's just me." And he's looking at the car, and he's looking at me like, he goes, "I've never seen someone conscious get out of a car that looks like that." And I just laughed and said, "Yeah, I think I broke my toe, but I'm fine." I said, "I'm freezing." Because I left today, it was 55 degrees. I didn't know it was going to ice storm. And so he's like, "Yeah, get in my car. This is a really dangerous spot right here. We got to get out of here."
Right.
And so I jumped in a car. And while we're driving down the road, I said, "What is it with these semi drivers?" He goes, "It's not the same." And this is what the trooper told me. He said, "Not only are these semi drivers on their cell phones while they're driving their trucks. They're typically watching porn.
Really?
While they're driving down the road.
That's scary.
And I thought to myself, he said, it's not, he said, the truck drivers of today, the younger semi drivers of today, are not like the truck drivers we had 20 years ago. He said, they're all on their stupid phones and they're all doing something stupid with their phone. Yeah, it was an interesting to hear his commentary on that.
Well, they know. That's their business. They know.
Yeah, he probably sees four of those a day. So,
absolutely amazing. Absolutely.
But
amazing.
Yeah, if I'd have had a dash cam, right? And of course, my insurance company called it the Phantom Truck.
Really?
When I told them what happened, they're like, "Well, did you get the license plate number?" I said, "No, I'm not really reading license plates while I'm trying to keep my car from wrecking, thrown into 6 inches of ice and slush onto the shoulder of the road. I'm not really looking for license plate numbers at that point. Sorry, I didn't get one." So they called it the Phantom Truck. But a dash cam would have got the license plate.
Absolutely. Well, I'm all in favor of dash cam, Sam.
Yeah, I think technology's to the point. You know, before we had these 2K cameras and we didn't have good night vision kind of thing, you know what I mean? And now these cameras are so good. They use this what's called a Sony Starvis 2 sensor, and they can not only read license plates during the day, they can read them at night on oncoming traffic. So if the vehicle is coming at you at 50 miles an hour, you're going 50 miles an hour, you got 100 mile an hour closure speed, these cameras are so good now, you can make out the license plate as they go by.
Pretty amazing. The technology just keeps improving all the time, doesn't it?
Yeah, it absolutely does. And same thing with the new thermals. You know, one of the improvements this year in the newer thermals, like the iRay Hybrid, is they have a higher resolution display screen. So when you go up in power, you don't get as pixelated. And another advantage on this new long-range hybrid made for sniper weapon systems or long-range hunting, you don't have to turn your variable power scope down to 5 power. The newer systems allow you to turn down to 10 power. So you have 10 optical power before you even have to bump the power on the digital device. So you're getting a lot more detail in your pictures. You're getting a lot better battery life. You know, a lot of things have improved significantly.
Well, as I've said many times, anything involving technology gets smaller, better, and less expensive about once a year, if not less.
Yeah, I remember the days when 100 lumen tactical light from Surefire was the greatest thing since sliced bread. And now we have 4,000 lumen lights that are handheld or you can mount to a weapon. It's absolutely amazing.
It is. It is. You know, flashlight technology has just gone so far, so fast. It's amazing.
Yeah, it's absolutely exploded. The LEDs, they use less power. They're so much brighter. You can buy LEDs of whatever Kelvin you want. I mean, you can get them in 6,000K or 4,000K or 5,500. And so you can get a cool white light or you can get a warm color on your LED. Whatever your eyes like, you can get it in a tactical light. It's pretty slick.
It is. It is very slick. And we just follow this technology and take advantage of it as we can, don't we?
Absolutely. One of the key things that we did in Ferguson in our standoff with certain police elements was we put on the perimeter of our rooftops, we put these bright lights shining out. Like when the feds put snipers in the house across the street, they put snipers in the windows, we just put bright lights, shine them right on their windows. So all they're staring into is something 10 times brighter than a headlight on a car, you know. But they earned that garbage, right? You point your rifles at my men, we're going to light you up.
Right, right. Well, they deserved it, didn't they?
Well, you know, what's really funny, and this will be in the book in great detail, they deployed snipers, federal agents, to point their weapons at innocent civilians on the rooftops guarding businesses and apartments from being burnt from arson. Now, you got to ask yourself a question. Why would the feds, why would the Obama administration want those people out of there? The simple answer is this. They wanted their George Soros cronies to be able to burn those buildings to the ground.
That's right. That's exactly what they wanted. Here's our last break. We'll wrap this up and be back.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com, or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new Ease-Off Model Easy 4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The Ease-Off lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the Ease-Off? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my Ease-Off?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new Easy 4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. Ease-Off LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Health Simple with Colorado Shilajit, fact bit number 2. In Ayurvedic pharmacology, Shilajit is the king, Raja Yoga Vahayana. Raja Yana is one of the comprehensive disciplines of Ayurveda. It comprises of specialized uses of herbal minerals to achieve the optimum state of health. Raja Yana is a path to achieve homeostasis and thus retarding the process of aging and the prevention of diseases. Shilajit stands alone as the king herbal mineral over all other earth-made substances. Within Raja Yana, Shilajit is the ultimate substance that improves quality of plasma and blood. Thus, it strengthens and promotes health to all tissues of the body. Legit Shilajit, like Colorado Shilajit, is as the literal Sanskrit translation implies. Shilajit is the conqueror of mountains and the destroyer of weakness.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
As I said to those who've joined the government, I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Sam, got about 3 minutes here to summarize your thoughts for the day and for the week, sir.
Okay, I'm gonna give people a firearms AR-15 recommendation. You need a piston-operated AR. So I'm gonna give you 3 options. You go to AdamsArms.net. They have a P1 rifle. If you don't have a lot of money and you need a reliable piston-operated AR, they have a collapsible stock 16-inch AR called a P1 on sale with a piston kit, folks, for $599 in stock, $599 AdamsArms.net. That is the least expensive piston-operated AR you will ever see in your lifetime. So if you can't afford a custom piston AR, you don't have $2,800 to spend on an AR built by me, and you have very little money, and you don't have a good AR-15, there it is. The P1 with the Adams Arm piston system on it, on sale, normally $900 for $599. Now, if you have a little bit of money, but you don't have $2,800 to have me build you an AR, there's an Adam Arms Cerakoted P2 on sale for $1,564. There's also a 300 blackout you can back order for less than $1,600. Or you can back order a P2 with a good forearm for $1,450. But the real deal is that if you're looking for an inexpensive piston-operated AR, that P1 on sale for $599 is the way to go. Now's your chance. No excuses. Be an American. Own a piston-operated AR. Work on getting a suppressor.
Well, that sounds like a real bargain. And hopefully, this show may run them out of inventory, couldn't it?
Well, one could hope.
You know, I've seen it happen in the past. It's been several years ago. We talked about a specific optic, and by noon the next day, they were sold out.
Yep, absolutely. And people always ask, why do I need a piston-operated AR? Because you need a suppressor. Suppressors make gas impingement ARs get dirty and jam. That is not what you want in your hands when you're in a firefight. So make sure you get a piston-operated 16-inch barreled AR in 300 blackout if you're in an urban environment, in 223 if you're in a non-urban environment, and get on with it.
Well, get it done. It's a great heads up, Sam. It truly is. This is a full-size AR, not a pistol size.
Yeah, it's full-size AR, collapsible stock, the whole nine yards.
Oh, I've already got the collapsible stock built in. Very nice.
Yep. It's got a pick rail receiver, collapsible stock AR, and a piston system. And no, it doesn't have a great forearm on it for $600, but you can upgrade that for $200. So, you know, you can free float the forearm for $200 and have everything you need to attach a tactical light and a thermal, all that stuff. So it's a deal of the century. I'd grab one while they got them in stock.
Absolutely. Well, we're talking to many, many thousands of men and women right now all over the country. They'll get some sales. Sam, thank you very much. Have a great week. We'll look forward to having you back next Monday.
John, thank you. Let freedom ring.
Okay, that's it for the day. Ladies and gentlemen, get your medical supplies, your engine cleaners, and your oils now while you can, your firearms, ammunition. Never, ever give your guns to a fun, safe, productive day. God bless my beautiful county of Crawford County, Missouri. I live in the large, beautiful state of Missouri I get to live in, and the even larger state of Texas. And Lord, please, God bless the United States of America.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Listening to Real Talk Radio. only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.